Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 20 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. I think we have a call coming in, do we? All right, punch that button.
Hi, James. This is Greg again.
Hey, Greg, talk to us.
How you been doing?
Been good.
I was just listening to your thing on the earmarks, and let me tell you, I'm totally in agreement with you on that. I believe when the legislature passes a bill, the bill should be about whatever issue they're passing it on and nothing else. Tagging on a lot of stuff in the middle of the night just doesn't make it, whether, I don't care who does it, Democrats or Republicans. It's just a sneaky way of doing the government's business. And if they have an issue, they have something they want funded, they need to put a bill forward for that issue and fund it or not.
Greg, I like that. I agree with you. And this stuff has just gone on so long that they think that it's just the way it should be simply because it's been done.
I know, yeah. It's been business as usual for so long that they just think
yes.
And it's kind of like, granted right to Congress to do stuff
yeah.
like that. And I can see where they might think, well, we can move things a lot faster if we tack stuff on other bills or not. But I'm sorry, I wish they'd stop and take the time
yes.
to do one bill at a time, one issue at a time,
yes.
maybe spend a little less time out campaigning and chasing money and maybe doing a little bit more of the public's work.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm with you on that one. Now, one thing I did want to touch on just
sure,
a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Because you were saying the Democrats are pro-abortion. Now, I'm 54 years old, and in my life, I have never met a person, anyone, anywhere, who was pro-abortion. So I'm kind of wondering where that came from.
Well, interesting point.
The difference is the Republicans have one program toward abortion, which is basically total ban, make it illegal, put the doctors in jail, imprison the mothers. Okay, then there's the other side of the story. And that solution, I'm sorry to say, James, that won't work. It didn't work when abortion was illegal because essentially what happens, by making abortion illegal, say across the globe, well, let's just take the case of South Dakota. So South Dakota declares all abortions under any circumstances, mother's health disregarded, all abortions are illegal. Okay, so let's say that stands up in the courts. So what's going to happen to a woman in South Dakota who finds herself with an unwanted pregnancy? She's going to drive across the border to California.
Right.
Okay, so now, say we do it nationally. Okay, well, little Buffy, who just got her, just left her little tennis date with Biff and finds out that she's pregnant, well, she's going to go have some, I think something like we'll call it, health treatments at a spa in Switzerland for a couple weeks. She'll run over and come back all tan with a wonderful Swiss vacation, stopped off at an abortion clinic on Paris to take care of a little problem, and then back to a regular thing. Abortion will only be illegal for those who can't afford to go to a place where it is. That's what I'm saying. You're never going to ban abortion. Now, on the other hand, if the definition of abortion is the premature killing of a fetus intentionally to end a pregnancy, and that's how I define it. If we really want to reduce abortions, well, why do we have to reinvent the wheel, James? There are places in the world that have a much lower abortion rate than the United States. And why? Because they don't look at it as a moral issue. They look at it as a health care issue. And when you look at it in terms of science instead of theology, gee, the results are a lot different. The rate of teenage pregnancy, one-fourth of what it is in the United States. In Sweden, the rate of teenage abortions, one-fourth the number in just about all the European countries in the United States. And if you look at the sexual activity of the children that are being taught sex education as biology, their sexual activity is right about the same level as the kids in the United States who are being taught this abstinence horse caca. So what I'm saying is, if you would like to reduce the number of abortions, if the actual goal and mission here is to save little babies, then why don't we do something that works?
Well, okay, Greg, because of course you've just listed 9 different things, and let me talk about the first one first.
Okay.
I have mentioned on the air, News and Views, because I've been on 12, 13 years. I'll have to nail that down so I keep guessing what it is. But I've been on the air 12 or 13 years. And I have pointed out what I call a great disconnect, the local Democrat versus the National Party. The National Party is the party of abortion, partial birth abortion, and kill the baby.
Okay.
The local party...
I've heard a Democrat say...
The local Democrat, in many cases, does not share that view. And I would say most local Democrats don't share the same view as the National Party. And I've discovered that in meetings. I've discovered that on the air. I've discovered that at church. I've discovered that at the Dairy Queen. Little ladies will tell me, James, I'm not for abortion. Now, what she's saying is, I'm not personally, okay? But she votes Democrat, even though the Democrat Party is obviously an abortion industry party.
Well, I mean, just look at the Catholic support of the Democratic Party. It's totally against their theology.
That doesn't make sense either. But anyway, Greg, I appreciate that you personally may not be for just the wide concept of abortion. Well, okay. Now, that doesn't change that the Democrat Party is known by their fruits. And in the case of the fruits of a politician, it's the legislation they pass, it's the legislation they vote for, it's the legislation they vote against, it's the appointments that they block. All of these things are fruits of a politician. And the Democrat Party fruits are kill the unborn baby and use taxpayer dollars to support it. Now, what I've said for years and years and years on the air and in stories I've written, I've always just said, I think our nation would have been better served if the emphasis had been on adoption rather than an emphasis on abortion. Now, that comment recognizes there's probably still abortion and probably still pretty open. But I don't want taxpayer money being used to kill unborn babies, and I think we as a society would have been better served with an emphasis over on the right side, right being adoption, rather than the left side, left being kill the baby.
Well, I guess some insight to that. I was born in the Edna Gladney home for unwed mothers.
All right, very good.
I was adopted.
All right, I like it.
So there's one abortion I'm glad didn't occur.
Well, true, Greg,
okay,
and
so
I appreciate that.
Way. But on the other hand, if the mission here, and I hear this time and time again, we've got to save the little babies. Okay, if the mission is lowering the abortion rate and the teenage pregnancy rate, I'm asking you, why don't we use methods that are proven successful?
Well, you'll have to ask that of who's advancing the stuff that's failing. And most of the stuff
you
that's...
You guys.
No, ma'am. Most
GOP
of this... No,
saying,
ma'am. Most
GOP
of this stuff...
The abstinence sex education is effective. It is not.
Yes, it is. It's the only one that's perfect. It is the only technique proven to be perfect. It is the only one. No other technique yet has been proven to be effective except abstinence. Now, wait, but I'm wanting that as a part of the larger issue, not the issue. Just part of it.
Well, there's many parts to this issue.
Right.
But essentially what I'm trying to say here, James, is that science and technology seem to work better than faith-based initiatives. Now, if we look at, and this is the American Medical Association, I'm sure you think they're a bunch of left-wing gay lovers, but the bottom line is when they take a look at programs that are faith-based, and in this case I'll use abstinence, I don't even want to go to DARE and all the money that was wasted on the DARE program, but let's go talk about abstinence for a second. What they have found, the results of the abstinence-only education, and we don't have a lot of figures because it's only been out there about 5 years, but the figures we have now show that the people who take the abstinence pledge, the kids who take that pledge, wind up delaying their sexual activity by 6 months. When they become sexually active, they're 80% more likely not to use any kind of protection. So in the interest of our children's health, why don't we use something that actually works?
You'll have to ask the Democrats You'll have to ask the Democrats why we've been using techniques that don't work. You'll have to ask them. You'll have to ask
why would I ask a Democrat why a Republican policy doesn't work?
You're picking on a little teeny piece of an enormous problem, and I've already said to you that abstinence is a piece of the program. You've got Democrats wanting no abstinence teaching whatsoever.
Now, James, you wouldn't view contraception as a piece of the program?
It's a piece of the program.
Okay, why isn't it being put forward as an option in abstinence as sexual education of our children?
Okay, Greg. I am merely acknowledging that society would have been better served if we would have been stressing adoption rather than abortion, and I think society's better served if abstinence receives equal opportunity for discussion as all the other stuff that the left-wingers are ramming down our throats. I'm coming from.
I tell you what, James, on there we're on the same page. I believe in the fairness doctrine. I believe that there are two sides to an issue that should have an equal amount of time to describe their position and then let the citizens make up their mind.
And in a whole bunch of the cases, I think that'll work.
I think... The fairness doctrine is something we ought to bring back right now.
Yeah, not to
the GOP before the Democrats take over Congress again.
They're
going to be streaming that we're unfair.
Yeah,
and the liberal media is
back. Well, it's 10:30, and I got to go to break. And Greg, you did good.
Hey, did you see my movie I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Did you disagree with that?
It's got some value and it has some merit, but it's assuming some things. And then going forward, so I couldn't buy all of it, but it was very interesting.
I thought you'd think so.
I liked it.
Well, great, James. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right, there's Greg in Kerrville. We're going to go to break and be back in just a minute.